This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1165. Are you good at math? IELTS speaking part one.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You may be asked about math on IELTS Speaking. Don't be afraid to tell the truth, even if math is not your strong suit. Today we share two band 9 sample answers and admit that we are both terrible at math.
Good morning, Aubrey. Do you think you are wise at writing, or are you wise at math? I feel like our brains are either like one or the other. Like, we're really good at like creativity and words or math. Yes. It's hard to be good at both, I think.
I agree. It's rare we talk about people being left-brained or right-brained.
Yeah.
I'm better with languages and writing. I can help anyone write an essay, a killer essay, but math, not so much.
Not so much. So guys, we are going to talk about IELTS Speaking Part 1 today, specifically the topic of math, because school subjects and elementary school, high school, teachers, all of these are possible speaking part one topics and part two, honestly, like describe your favorite teacher, what class was your best in high school, stuff like that. Like that could be in speaking part two as well. But first, we want to quickly remind you what we're doing for your IELTS writing score. Aubrey, can you tell us what's going on for writing?
Yes, this is very exciting for anyone who the writing score is really the one holding you back. Maybe you're getting what you need on the other scores and you need to focus on writing. We now have a program just for you. So go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise so you'll be the first to find out when it's ready. We're going to give you our 3 keys writing module along with our extra practice package. So you get band 9 model essays, videos with the step-by-step instructions of how to write them, every strategy you need to get that 7 or higher on IELTS writing.
This is huge, guys. We are only going to be offering this deal for 5 days. It's a very limited offer with limited spots available in the program. Not everybody will get to get into this program, guys. So get your name on the list so you're the first to be invited and save $177. Like this
a
is...
lot.
This is crazy. This deal is crazy. Seriously. That's why it's such a short amount of time it's offered. So get your name on the list, allearsenglish.com/writingwise, and keep an eye out in your inbox because we will email you as soon as it's available on April 22nd. All right. So let's get into this speaking. So first, before we get into our sample answers about math, you already know it's one of our favorite subjects. we want to remind you what your goals are in speaking part one. So Aubrey, like how much should a student say in their speaking part one answers?
Yeah, you want to aim for about 3 to 5 sentences. They can't be too short, guys. It can't be yes, no, or just a few word answer. You've got to provide some detail. Get personal, right? If you're terrible at math, don't be afraid to admit that to the examiner,
exactly.
Right? It's going to pull out interesting pronunciation, slang, idioms. That's what you want to do. The examiner's not going to lower your score because you're bad at math. Never. They're going to boost your score because you're speaking so natively about it, right?
That's so true. I think students are often afraid to admit that they're like bad at something or they don't like something on IELTS. And so they like make something up that they think the examiner wants to hear. And that's exactly right. Like it ruins the fluency and pronunciation when you do that. But if you can make fun of yourself, we've talked about this before, the importance of being self-deprecating, which means you can make fun of yourself. You can admit a fault. Guys, our pronunciation gets so much more expressive when we're doing that. So for example, I could like totally lie if I think you won't like me because I'm bad at math. And I'd be like, I love math. It's so fun. Like, and that sounds terrible. All
things math are interesting, right? When we're doing that, we do have a tendency to go monotone. We're sort of trying to think, what does the examiner, and you're derailing yourself. And the examiner doesn't care if you're bad at math. The examiner is also probably bad at math. If they're grading, good
chance they are.
There's a good chance they're also bad at math. Build on that commonality between you.
Totally. For sure. Hello, wonderful students. Now, I may not be good at math, but you know what? I understand this math. Guys, if our writing program does not increase your IELTS writing score, we will pay for your exam and pay you back for the course, refund the whole thing. So guys, we guarantee a score increase in your IELTS writing if you get our program. So guys, get on the list to be invited, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. Get your name on there and you will be the first invited into this limited program, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. Okay, so let's see how Aubrey and I get honest and expressive with these speaking part one answers. All right, so Aubrey, I'm going to ask you first. Okay.
Ready.
This is what we're talking about today, right? This is the title of the episode, so let's have it be our first question. Miss Aubrey, I like saying Miss Aubrey. Miss Aubrey, are you good at math?
Oh, heck no. Undoubtedly, I'm probably the worst person at math that I know. It's really becoming a problem because my kids need help with homework and I am not the one to ask. I'm Googling, I'm looking for YouTube videos to find a tutorial because there's never a time that they can show me a problem and I can say, oh yes, I remember exactly how to do this. Let me help you work through that problem. No, every time I have no idea what I'm doing.
Thank you. So notice, guys, that I stopped Aubrey. I interrupted her. That will happen in speaking part one. And it is good. If you show that you have a lot to say, guys, that's fluency, right? So if you talk a little more in speaking part one than the 3 to 5 sentences, the examiner has to interrupt you because we have to ask you more questions. That's our job, right? We have to control the time.
And this is one of the hardest things about IELTS speaking is to not let that throw you off. Because in normal life, if you're speaking and someone interrupts you, we all have a tendency to be like, oh, and withdraw in on ourselves.
If people interrupt us.
It's not a good feeling. So you have to get into this mindset of IELTS to see that as them congratulating you. Like, wow, you had so much to say. I'm going to stop you and ask the next question. But imagine them clapping. Well done. Well done.
That's such a good point. Oh my God. I love it. All right. So I want to point out, guys, that you can listen to this episode a few times and really mimic our expressive pronunciation. Aubrey's answer was a great model for that. And if you're listening to this podcast episode, guys, remember that we do put all of our podcast episodes now are on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV. So check that out. And you can not only hear our expressiveness, but you can see our faces, which are always fun because we're as expressive with our faces as we are with our voices, I think. Okay, Aubrey, hit me. Throw me a question.
All right. Did you like math classes in school?
No. Yes and no. So here's the thing. I did love algebra, actually, because algebra is like a math language, you know, there's letters involved. Like, it made sense to me. But the other math classes, no. Because I never liked feeling incompetent at anything. When I was growing up, this is a very bad trait, but when I was growing up, if I wasn't immediately good at something, I did not like it. It's terrible. It's terrible to admit. But yeah, no, I did not enjoy math.
Yeah, excellent. So guys, listen to that great vocabulary, incompetent, meaning that you're not very good at something, to say this is a bad trait, right? These are band nine vocab just because we don't hear students use them very often. So that means, you know, a characteristic, something about your personality that you're recognizing is maybe not the most positive trait you could have, right? But also pronunciation, right? To say no is so fun and native, to get that really interesting pronunciation to emphasize how bad we are at something.
So fun. Guys, if you are watching this on YouTube, then make sure to hit like and subscribe right now so you never miss one of our videos. And if you're not watching this on YouTube, go over to YouTube. We're fun. You guys, we're so fun to watch. We're great. So subscribe to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. And guys, remember, get your name on this list for this very unique writing program. It is amazing. Available April 22nd. But get your name on the list right now, guys. So you're the first to be invited. Spots are limited in this IELTS program. So sign up allearsenglish.com/writingwise. And we'll see you in there. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for, you know, being so vulnerable about your lack of math skills.
I am an open
today.
Book, right? I'm not going to pretend I'm good at math.
That is something that I really respect about you, Aubrey, and value as a coworker. You are just open and easy to talk to. That's why you're a good podcaster. Okay. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next time. And Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.